Most fundamentally, it has convinced me that the unique value of every individual human being is not just moral wishful thinking, but grounded in biological fact.
Silently, we trace each other's war wounds, sustained during the battle of life, hardly daring to believe that we have got so far. I'm a grandmother now. You're a grandfather. Are we entitled to such dizzy happiness?
'Tis true, my dad saw her. Where then? When then? 'Twas a full moon. So, they sneered, not sure whether to laugh and run off or stay and find out more. Because maybe my dad spoke to her. They stopped, watching, curious. She said, liar, crackpot, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Then my angel's almost here, and it's a big panic, and I called the doctor for the ones on the ward who have fits. He's rushing angry, saying he's not brought a baby into the world since he don't know when, and I'm hard screaming, so they give me an injection. I only just see her, my angel, my Angela, before they took her off and away for good.
Mary has Alzheimer's. I raised my eyebrows. Did he think I was born yesterday? She's in a home, Sunny Days it's called. But she's still your wife. Yes, he said, and no. My wife, yes. The woman I married, no.
You wouldn't go overseas, I implored him. I mean, you couldn't kill people. I shouldn't like it, he admitted, but I might have to. I mean to say, if somebody started to whack at me, my word, I'd have to whack at him, shouldn't I?